This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. At least five people are dead after Russian forces unleashed a missile barrage targeting energy infrastructure across Ukraine early Thursday. The governor of the Lviv region says four people were killed after a missile struck a residential building. The governor of Dnipropetrovsk region says a fifth person was killed and two others wounded in multiple strikes. Air raid sirens railed through the night across Ukraine, including the capital Kyiv, where explosions occurred in two western areas of the city. Ukraine's nuclear state operator says the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, which is occupied by Russian forces, lost power as a result of the missile attacks. The plant now has to rely on 18 diesel generators that can run the station for 10 days. Nuclear plants need constant power to run cooling systems and avoid a meltdown. Thursday's attacks were the largest by Russian forces since February 16th. Israeli protesters opposed to a contentious government plan to overhaul the judiciary launched a day of resistance to dictatorship on Thursday. They plan to block Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's route to the airport ahead of official trip overseas. Demonstrators have been protesting for more than 2 months against the overhaul, which Netanyahu and his allies say will reign in a court that has overstepped its authority. But critics say the overhaul will slide Israel toward authoritarianism. The uproar has plunged Israel into one of the worst domestic crises in its history. The U.S. State Department Wednesday gave out its International Women of Courage Awards. In addition to 11 individuals honored at the White House ceremony, this year the State Department announced a new group award named after former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden said the award highlights both the struggles women around the world are facing as well as the victories they have achieved. This is VOA News. Biden also said the world needs more men who are willing to listen and act in the global fight for gender equality. The award was given in the wake of the death of Mahsa Amini, the young woman who was detained by Iran's morality police for improperly wearing her hijab. The United Nations says that since the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan, the country has become the most repressive in the world for women and girls. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The UN mission to Kabul said in a statement released Wednesday that Afghanistan's new rulers have shown an almost singular focus on imposing rules that leave most women and girls effectively trapped in their homes. A special representative of the UN Secretary General and head of the mission to Afghanistan says, speaking of the harsh Taliban measures against women, that it's been distressing to witness their methodical, deliberate and systematic efforts to push Afghan women and girls out of the public sphere. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A prayer service was held Wednesday in the U.S. southeastern state of South Carolina for the four victims taken captive by Mexican drug cartel last week after they crossed the border. Two of the victims were killed after they were caught amid fighting between rival cartel groups in the city of Matamoros, while two others were wounded. Bernard McIntosh, a leader in the small community of Lake City, where the victims were from, expressed the deep shock residents are feeling at a prayer service covered by local television station WPDE.
Tragedy has struck in many different ways in our community. Who would have thought that all of this that recently took place would involve people from Lake City? Lake City.
A fifth companion told the Associated Press she contacted police in Texas after her friends crossed the border Friday to drop off one of their companions who was planning to get cosmetic surgery. Cheryl Orange, who stayed behind at a motel in Brownsville, said she grew concerned as the hours passed and she did not hear from her companions. Crypto-focused bank Silvergate Capital said on Wednesday it planned to wind down operations and voluntarily liquidate after it was hit with losses following the dramatic collapse of crypto exchange FTX. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has the story.
Silvergate now finds itself the latest victim of the so-called crypto winter. Jitters in the digital asset industry after the implosion of one of the company's major customers, the exchange FTX, in November. The company said in a statement it would repay depositors as part of its liquidation plan. Silvergate is based in California and served high-profile firms like Coinbase and Galaxy Digital. But the collapse of FTX, its sister firm Alameda Research, and arrest of their founder Sam Bankman-Fried for fraud and other crimes caused